Thank you, Mr. President, in the name of God. I requested for the floor in the exercise of the right of reply in reaction to baseless remarks made by the representative of Bahrain in his statement made yesterday in this assembly. He repeated the fabricated allegations accusing Iran to intervene in the domestic affairs of Bahrain. We reject this allegation and reiterate that what the Bahrain officials have put together against us are elusive and just fabricated in their minds. The accusations that the Bahraini official raised against Iran are all the more worthless as they only amount to desperate efforts to cover up the violation by his government of the basic rights of the majority of the Bahraini people. In so doing, he also sought to justify the rule of a minority in the island and the blatant trampling of the rights of the majority and depriving them from many meaningful participation in the running of the country. This should be no doubt that as long as a minority continues to suppress the right of the big majority of the population, no attempt, including trying to blame outsiders, would ever help to resolve the problems. More outlandish and bizarre was the move by the Bahraini official and later the representative of the United Arab Emirates in reacting to Iran's remarks about the way the Hajj pilgrimage was organized in Mecca this year and the pilgrims were treated. It is obvious that the intervention by these two officials from Bahrain and the UAE is unwarranted and certainly unhelpful, as this issue is none of their business. A distorted appellation was also used by these two officials from Bahrain and the UAE in their intervention, apparently in reference to the body of water situated between the Arabian Peninsula and the Iranian plateau. But they should know, as the entire world does, that the historic and formally recognized appellation, including by the United Nations, for this body of water is the Persian Gulf. It was from the 5th century before Christ and remained the same all along up to the current day. The same toponym was used as well as by the Arab people of fame and in all Arab texts up to political turmoil in the 1960s decades. It is unfortunate that despite the fading of the political reasons behind this distortion, still some Arab officials continue to these outdated and Cold War-tainted term. Needless to say that politically motivated change in geographical names is rejected by the UN relevant committees and conferences as it creates tension and many other adverse consequences. Similarly, with respect to the remarks on the issue of Iranian Three Islands, the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran reiterates its full sovereignty over the Iranian islands of Abu Musa, the Greater Tomb, and the Lesser Tomb in the Persian Gulf, and underlines that decisions and measures undertaken in those islands by the Iranian authorities have been always conducted based on the principles of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Iran. Therefore, any claims to the contrary is deemed as the interference in the internal affairs of Iran, which is categorically rejected. The government of Iran has always pursued a policy of friendship, a good neighborliness with all neighboring countries, and in this context, once again expresses its readiness to engage in bilateral talk with the UAE with a view to continuing to strengthen bilateral relations and removing any misunderstanding that may exist between two countries. Meanwhile, it is obvious that territorial integrity and sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran over the said island is not negotiable. Mr. President, Iran categorically rejects the allegations that representative of Canada leveled against my country today. Today's remarks of him demonstrates clearly how much the Canada's conservative government grieves the laws of smokescreen they needed to use for hiding their years of practicing the policy of distortion of facts directed against the Islamic Republic of Iran, and how much they regret because the nuclear deal between Iran and P+5-1 is harmful to their policy of Iranophobia. To conclude, It is no wonder that the Canada, with a very questionable human rights record, particularly on the rights of immigrants, African Canadian, and indigenous people, and also known as a relentless supporter of the Israeli crimes against the Palestinians, assume itself to pursue the old worn-out policy of so-called champion of human rights. Thank you, Mr. President.